Imagine a group of engineers designing a ramp. They're hunched over a scale model, shifting pieces from here to there, testing, failing, trying again. Can you see them? Here's what they sound like.
Ooh. So, Julia, this takes a pretty sharp turn here, so if I curve this way, try it again.
These engineers are in the first and fifth grades, and they're here at Crozet Elementary School on a Saturday morning, participating in an event called Girls Geek Day.
Girls Geek Day is an opportunity for girls to explore different activities that are around science, technology, engineering, and math, and hopefully find their passion.
Paula White is a gifted resource teacher in Albemarle County. She started Girls Geek Day 4 years ago as a way to help boost girls' participation in the STEM fields.
It's building confidence in girls and helping them understand that just because they're females, they're not less than anyone else. So it's an attempt to help build their sense of self and self-confidence.
Oh, yes! Julia, it's working!
There are about 40 girls participating here today, from kindergartners to fifth graders, and many already seem pretty confident. Or at least they're not cowed by activities like the Kiva Plank Challenge, Ultimate Tic-Tac-Toe, or Math in the Real World. But research shows that once these girls hit middle school, they're likely to start shying away from the STEM subjects, which in turn means they're much less likely to pursue a career in science, technology, engineering, or math, even though those careers are more in demand and more lucrative. Part of the problem is undoubtedly stereotypes.
When you think of computer science, you think of that nerd in their basement doing stuff by themselves, and so that's a big hurdle to get over.
Kim Wilkins teaches computer science in Charlottesville. She also runs an organization called Tech Girls and helps coordinate these girls' geek days.
I'm not trying to turn everybody into computer scientists, but I feel that technology is such a part of our everyday lives that everybody, whoever they are, needs to have some basic understanding of coding and computer science wherever they're going to end up.
This seems cool.
You see, you can control what the cat does just by using your spacebar.
Some of the girls here today are learning to code by animating a cat in a program called Scratch. 17-year-old Megan Bird is providing instruction. She says she loves STEM, but sees a lack of confidence in it with girls, herself included.
I probably could have more confidence in it as well, but I love it, so I would like to grow that confidence.
What do you love about it?
I love the creativity that it requires and the patience that it requires to figure out just one problem.
Meanwhile, down the hallway, another group of girls is programming four-wheeled robots.
How was that, Kinley?
Good.
A couple of dads are here in the room today. Justin Callahan is sitting with his six-year-old daughter, Kinley.
She is trying to make a robot drive around a box, and she's doing a pretty good job.
Oh, there it goes. It's off.
This is actually Kinley's third time at Girls Geek Day.
It makes her confident. It makes her try things she wouldn't try otherwise. And it's a fun way to spend some time with your daughter.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, there we go.
Yay, we did it, guys. Look, it drove forward for one second.
Girls are taught more so than boys that they shouldn't break things.
Lynn Nichols is leading the robotics workshop.
And we're really encouraging that growth mindset to help girls feel comfortable making mistakes and not being perfect from the get-go and really continuing to persevere despite obstacles.
Ta-da! We have our motor.
Bryn Jefferson is one of those girls who persevered. She's in 11th grade now and is here today leading a circuitry workshop called Little Bits.
I'm on a robotics team, and I am one of a tiny percentage of girls. Like, it's almost comical when you walk in and just to see a boy heads turn, and then there's no girls there, and that's really sad. And it's a lot easier when people are younger and they're still, like, figuring out who they are to be like, hey, STEM is an option. It's not just, like, a boys' club. Look at how fun these circuits are. You can grow up and you can keep doing them and really just try to even out the ratio, because that's something I'm super passionate about.
These monthly events rely on volunteers like Bryn. Girls Geek Day is free, though registration is required. At the moment, the events are held only in Albemarle County. But founder Paula White says she's recently had requests from educators who'd like to start their own Girls Geek Days in Harrisonburg and in the Richmond area, which means that this...
Ta-da! We have our gas pedal.
...may be coming soon to a school near you. For WMRA News, I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.